please our father. And so we probably, most of us, have done something. If our fathers are still alive, we sent a card or a gift or made a phone call, or you're planning a phone call or whatever yet today. But there's another father, and that's our Heavenly Father. And I think it's so precious that today the verse that we have in our calendars for today gives us an idea of what makes our Heavenly Father happy and what gives him pleasure. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. How interesting. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, doesn't take pleasure in the fact of who is most gifted or who's the best athlete, the best golfer. Oh, wow! You are being blessed out of your socks. Welcome! A surprise visit for Pastor Kevin's family. How precious. How precious. Wow, how neat. How neat. Going on, God, our Father, doesn't take pleasure in the person who's most handsome or most the woman who's most beautiful. Not in just straight-A students. Not in those that win the most Oscars or Emmys. Not those who have the finest John Deere tractors or the finest horse or those with the most money. He doesn't even take pleasure in those with the least money. But he takes pleasure in those who fear him. What does it mean to fear him? He takes pleasure in those who take notice of him. He takes pleasure of those of us who will bow before him and worship him. That's what gives him pleasure, those who stand in reverence of him. And so on today, Father's Day, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put ourselves in that position, and we're going to worship him, and we're going to absolutely let him have the joy of taking pleasure in us, because we're going to be in reverence and awe of him today. Let's read that scripture from King James. Let's stand and read it together. We're going to do this three times, okay? The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. And from the NIV, the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their love in his unfailing love. That's their hope in his unfailing love. Sherry, maybe you could read it next time. And the Message Bible, those who fear God get God's attention. They can depend on his strength. As we put our hope in him, as we put our love in him, as we hope in his unfailing love for us, that's something to get excited about. Would you agree?